The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I can't think of a thing lovelier than birdsong. These avian singers tend to be male and are crooning their hearts out to guard their territory and attract a mate. On the territorial front, the melody says, "This is my area, and I'm letting everyone else, especially every other male in the area, know that this is my space." Other animals mark their territory by urinating or by rubbing their scent everywhere. Even people mark areas with fences. But birds don't do it that way. They sing, and they will sing that song over and over again. And hey, if that song attracts a mate in the process, more power to the male. Granted, there are nearly 10,000 species of birds in the world, and every species is different. But oftentimes, the female is the one that picks the mate, which is reason enough for the guys to keep singing. This mating ritual is costly for both sexes in that it uses energy. While the male is singing, he can't look for food, and his calls make him more visible to predators. For females, it takes a lot of energy to lay eggs and raise young, so she wants to be sure she chooses the right mate before putting all her eggs in one basket.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.